Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The one thing I may say about astrology over numerology is you might be able to get dates and details a little bit more. But the stuff that you were saying was all on point and connected straight to their chart.
Yeah. I mean, and there's deeper ways to look into it. There's deeper ways to look into it.
Yeah. That's just my novice, you know.
Yeah.
Observation.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Because the thing is also, because once you add in things like the name, that's going to add more insight, right? It can really help you hone in onto what's really going in with a person, right? So the first letter of my name, right, is the number 9. The letter R is the number 9.
Wait, I got what you mean. So that day I was watching you were just doing the birth dates. If you would have did the date and their name,
yeah,
you got even more detail.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. So, and can I show you?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So the next thing, right? So even after the life path, so people, the thing is, right? So you got this, right? Which is also as of, let me just put the life path number 7. So if I'm talking about my first 28 years of life, right? So let's put the name here, right? R A Y M O N D. Right? And I'll use the lettering system. And I'm going to use the Pythagorean system. Number 9, 1, 7, 4, 6, 5, 4. It adds up to the number 36, which 3 plus 6 is 9. So in my first 28 years of life, that's going to be from 9, 10, 7, 10, 17, 21, 27. That's about to right here, right? That's about to right here. So all of this.
Wait. Hold up. How you know it's to the O?
Because you add these up. So that's 9 plus 1 is 10. Plus
I saw you add that, but what are you correlating that to?
This to the month that I was born in.
Why?
Because this is going to be, I'm looking at the first 28 years.
Oh, so the numbers that add up to 28 in the name? I got you.
Yeah. So this is going to be all the way added up to 28. So 9 plus 10 plus 17, 21. Technically, that's 27. And right. And then technically right here would be 28. Which, so now it would be saying, well, this would be age 28. So this would be saying, right, there were some changes inside of here, right? Because 5 is the number of change, the number of movement. It's the number of things taking place, which, some things definitely took place during that time. But it's also changed with how I use my voice. And then also, it also have applies to the life path as well. Now, the other cycles that are happening there, it would be also my personal years that were taking place. That's pretty much the majority of it right there. But like the name also gives more insights to help you look deeper into it.
So by looking at the 3, using the 3, and then which is represents the first 28, and then going up to 28 in your name, you get more details on how that first 28 years break down.
Yeah. So
you go through 9, 1, 7, 4, 6 in your first 28?
Yeah. So like this the first year. So the first 9 years of my life, right? The first 9 years represented by the R. This was saying, again, told you that the number 9 represents completion, meaning doing a whole bunch of different things, right? So like in my first 9 years of life, I played basketball. I played the drums in church. I encountered many different other different cultures, right? I had, you know, different friends of ethnicities at school, those type of things. But also the number nine represents endings, meaning, yeah, I no longer was being raised with my parents. I was being raised by my grandparents. So it just gives insights to many different things that are taking place, many different endings.
All right.
And one of my grandmothers died at that. My mother's mother, she died at the age of 4 or 5, I think.
All right. And then, so the A, you was only in that A energy for 1 year. Does the numbers represent the years, like the Y, you was in Y energy for 7 years?
Right, exactly. So now it's like this, when you see this number one here, which is only here for 1 year, that represents the father energy, right? So one, I'll get to that in a minute, but yeah. This represents, right, what based off what a person has in their name also tells about what type of energy they may carry. Right. So with only one of the, if I have a one in the name, this can also have insights about, right, the number one represents leadership, represents self-reliance. It represents being able to speak up for myself, being resourceful, being more assertive, those type of things. Well, with only one, number one is not a very, strong masculine energy. So that's another thing I'm looking at when I'm looking at people's readings, right? Do you have more masculine numbers or do you have more feminine numbers inside of your name?
All right. Would that represent how you said earlier in the podcast, how you was bullied earlier in life?
Yeah, that number nine right there.
Well, the lack of ones. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.